Faith and Works, Chapter 7, How to Tell If God is Leading. You will meet, as I have, with people who profess to be sanctified, holy. Now, there is a bewitching influence carried with this doctrine. They will state to you wonderful exercises of mind to show you that the Lord is leading them and teaching them. Then how can you tell but that the Lord is leading them? Well, there is a test. To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8 verse 20. If it stirs up the enmity of the human heart when the Lord, the great Jehovah, is mentioned, you may know the person has no connection with God. People may claim that they have great faith in Jesus and that there is nothing you can do but that Christ will do for you. Now, when Christ shall call forth the dead, it depends wholly upon your course of action whether you have a resurrection to life eternal or a resurrection to damnation. Thus they get these truths all mixed with error, and they cannot tell what is truth. And if asked to sit down and search the scriptures with you to see what saith the Lord, I never knew a case but the answer was that they had no need to search the scriptures, for the Lord told them what to do. The voice of God is speaking to us through his word, and there are many voices that we will hear. But Christ has said we should beware of them who will say, here is Christ, or there is Christ. Then how shall we know that they have not the truth unless we bring everything to the scriptures? Christ has warned us to beware of false prophets who will come to us in his name, saying that they are Christ. Now, if you should take the position that it is not important for you to understand the scriptures for yourselves, you will be in danger of being led away with these doctrines. Christ has said that there will be a company who in the day of retributive judgment will say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? But Christ will say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Matthew 7 verses 22 and 23. Now, we want to understand what sin is, that it is the transgression of God's law. This is the only definition given in the scriptures. Therefore we see that those who claim to be led of God, and go right away from him and his law, do not search the scriptures. But the Lord will lead his people, for he says that his sheep will follow if they hear his voice, but a stranger will they not follow. Then it becomes us to thoroughly understand the scriptures, and we will not have to inquire whether others have the truth, for it will be seen in their characters. Satan will work miracles. The time is coming when Satan will work miracles right in your sight, claiming that he is Christ. And if your feet are not firmly established upon the truth of God, then you will be led away from your foundation. The only safety for you is to search for the truth as for hid treasures. Dig for the truth as you would for treasures in the earth, and present the word of God, the Bible, before your heavenly Father, and say, enlighten me, teach me what is truth. And when his Holy Spirit shall come into your hearts, to impress the truth into your souls, you will not let it go easily. You have gained such an experience in searching the scriptures that every point is established. And it is important that you continually search the scriptures. You should store the mind with the word of God, for you may be separated and placed where you will not have the privilege of meeting with the children of God. Then you will want the treasures of God's word hidden in your hearts. And when opposition comes around you, you will need to bring everything to the scriptures.